Can your past experiences help you connect with people? Leah Adams knows that they can. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Leah tells us how she connected with a young girl named Brittany.
One girl, very much a loner. A lot of the kids left her alone. You know, nothing really as an explanation as to why. So I would just often go and see her by herself and just make sure that she was good and okay and make sure I'd give her a hug and say hi and just ask her how her day was going and just, you know, show her love and just show her that I cared.
Growing up in the foster care system, Leah had always felt lonely. And that has given her a desire to touch the lives of those who feel left out.
I was involved in youth ministry. And because I was always the one left out, I was always the one forgotten about, my heart always went out to those kids that were sitting by themselves. Because I knew, like, God called me to do something greater. And I was like, God, what do I do with that? And, like, he uses my past experience of being alone, feeling lonely. And all of a sudden, like, when I quit focusing on myself, I would see those kids by themselves. I would make it a point to go and sit down and know their name and talk to them and pray with them and let them know that I care.
That example has transferred over to other areas of Leah's life and ministry.
It's just whoever God brings in my path, even, like, people I work with or people at church, you know, those ones that are just by themselves or seem to be struggling. You know, it's kind of like this big light, like, woo, you know. Not only that, just those people that are struggling with the love of God and just reminding them, like, how much God really does love them and he does care about their circumstances.
Like Leah, why don't you be on the lookout for people who are lonely and hurting? God wants to use you to make a difference.